The war between Israel and Hamas complicates the situation in Ukraine. Ukrainians say they strongly support Israel and claim Russia is supporting the militant group Hamas, but they're also concerned that the conflict in the Middle East might distract their allies and leave Ukraine vulnerable. NPR's Joanna Kakissis reports from Ukraine.
Lesia Shalist lives in a village outside Kyiv, which was almost reached by Russian invaders in 2022. She says Ukraine's Western ally supported her country's soldiers as they fought back. Now, these allies are focused on another war in Israel and Gaza. Of course we're afraid, she says, and it's not only me. Everyone is afraid, including another local, Tatiana Kovalchuk, who says Ukraine cannot keep defending itself without resources from the West.
Those resources aren't limitless, and our own human resources also aren't limitless.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky insists that support from the U.S. is stronger than ever. In a video posted to social media, Zelensky said that he spoke to President Biden just before Biden asked Congress for more than $100 billion to arm Ukraine and Israel.
There is unity in our country and unity with our partners, especially America.
Zelensky has strongly backed Israel and compares the militant group Hamas to Russia. He says both are terrorists. It's a common opinion in Ukraine. At a cafe near Parliament in Kyiv, I meet Lisa Yasko, a lawmaker with Zelensky's Servant of the People Party. She believes Russia is funding Hamas.
This is what we are trying to be very loud about, that Russia is spending so much resources on armed people around all the world to create dangers inside the societies.
But she also acknowledges that many countries, especially in the global south, don't see this. Instead, they see Ukraine's Western allies as the problem for ignoring the plight of Palestinians. Lana Zerkol, a Ukrainian diplomat and former deputy foreign minister, disagrees with this view.
A lot of Ukrainians understand that Palestinians, they did not start this war, but they're rather victims of this war, the main victims of this war.
More than 200 Ukrainian citizens live in Gaza, where near constant bombings in the last couple weeks have killed thousands of Palestinians. But Zerkol says the murders of Israeli families by Hamas militants remind her of the worst Russian atrocities in Ukraine.
Because definitely these horrible pictures from Israel, they reminded very much Bucha and Mariupol and other places where Ukrainians suffered. And despite the fact that it happened in Israel, we felt this pain as ours.
And the pain of war, the one at home, is still raw here, especially in the northeastern city of Kharkiv. It's near the Russian border and often attacked. School teacher Olena Fedorova is riding a bus with her second graders. They ask me about this new war, she says, and what it means. And like the rest of us, she adds, they wonder what it means for the war at home. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, reporting from Kyiv and Kharkiv.